Dad passed away a year and a half ago or so. I've done a lot of thinking about the things I knew about Dad and the things I didn't know about Dad. And one of the biggest things that I didn't know about Dad was about his earlier life when, you know, all of the things that happened before me, because, you know, we were the most important thing. So, but all of that that came before us. And one of those was how you guys met and married and Vietnam.
Well, you know, there was a huge cultural change when I first started toward college, which was 1968. So there was a lot of things going on when I left for college in 1968, a lot of flower children, a lot of civil unrest, et cetera. And Gary had a sort of rocky adolescence because his family had a lot of financial challenges. And he ended up in a Naval Reserve unit and went to the Tonkin Bay. When he returned home, something went awry, and he apparently was notified that his reserve unit was being changed, and he was supposed to have reported to a different reserve unit, but he didn't get the letter from his mother, so he ended up drafted into the Army around age 20, did basic training, and eventually he was offered the option of either going to Vietnam as an infantry enlisted person or going to flight school.
And I remember him saying he decided he'd go to flight school because that kept him out of
another
the war
year,
longer.
Another year yes. before he would have to go to the
yes.
war. So he went to helicopter flight school at Fort Walters, and it turned out he was a natural pilot. He enjoyed being a pilot beyond anything he had ever done. So he went for his first tour in Vietnam around 1966 or 1967, because I know he flew in the Tet Offensive. He's described that before, and that was a very heavy battle period. He flew thousands of hours. They were in very heavy combat. He flew gunships. I've heard him refer to these as old B models. They would run out of ammunition, and the door gunners would carry bags of rocks to throw. He eventually was shot down enough times that he had a really bad crash, ended up with some crushed bones in his face, some burns and things, and he was medevaced to Japan. He had everything repaired, and then he resumed active duty going to Fort Walters, Texas, as a TAC officer at the helicopter school, and that's where I met him. I met him at a party. They would organize groups of women from various colleges to go for fun. They were very dressed up parties. They would have these balls. And so I had gone to a party where one of his students actually had asked me to come through a friend because his lieutenant didn't have a date for the party.
Was Dad the lieutenant?
He was the lieutenant, yes. So he was the first lieutenant when I met him.
So how much time did you and Dad spend together before you decided to get married? Or were you dating over the phone?
Well, we dated that fall and on weekends several times, mm-hmm. maybe 10 dates, 12 dates, before he was transferred to Georgia. Then the rest of it was on the phone.
I can't imagine Dad having that much to say.
Oh, my goodness. He would keep me on the phone for hours and hours. You know, they say the part of your brain that falls in love is the same part that develops obsessive compulsive disorder. So
it must have been, because Dad was never much of a phone guy.
Well, he was in those days.
And what did you talk about?
I don't even recall. I don't think it was important.
I
think it was just being together on the phone.
How did Granddaddy react when you said you wanted to get married?
Oh, my father was always horrified if we became interested in any male of the species. And he was particularly horrified because this was a soldier going back over to Vietnam. I was so busy that I didn't fret a lot, but my dad got an ulcer. And he tracked all of that horrible news from Vietnam, the body counts and the, you know, all of those things. He had to be treated for an ulcer during that time that Gary was gone to Vietnam, because he did have time to worry about it. So he did worry a lot about it.
Did Dad ever talk about that first crash, or the big crash that brought him home from his first tour? Did he talk about how that happened, where he was, how long
it took?
Well,
they got shot down.
Mm-hmm.
He did talk about that crash. That crash had an unusual experience with it, in that they hit the ground very hard and their aircraft caught fire. And he recalls standing outside the aircraft. Someone was standing beside him, and he could see himself and the whole crew inside the aircraft. The person that said to him said, "You have a choice now. You can go or stay." And he was horrified. He's like, "I have to get the people out of that helicopter." So then he found himself back in his seat. He was able to get out his tool that cuts the seatbelt, and they were able to get everyone out of the aircraft. Everyone lived through that crash. But he recalls having the opportunity, possibly, to not stay on Earth.